A personal profile helps the employer who's reading your CV to grasp quickly who you are, what you offer, and what you're looking for. There are lots of job seekers who leave this section out of their CV, but as some employers and recruiters now expect to see one, you should maximize your chances by including a short profile. So, what actually is a personal profile? What do you need to consider before writing one? And how do you actually put the paragraph together? Well, a personal profile is a short summary of your CV, a bit like a synopsis for a book. The profile should encapsulate you so that the reader has an idea of who you are before they read the rest of your CV. It's an opportunity to highlight your best points and make the employer want to read on. Before you actually start writing your personal profile, there are three things you need to consider. One is you need to make it really about you, so don't copy and paste somebody else's profile. It won't be you. So two, you need to make your profile personal. This is your chance to get them interested in you. So talk about your passion and your ambition. And three, you need to make it specific to the role. It's important to tailor your personal profile for each job application, especially if you're considering a range of roles or industries, types of company, or even size of company. Adapting your profile to reflect the organisation you're applying to will help you appear as a focused candidate who knows what they want. So use your profile to amplify the most relevant parts of your CV and talk about specific skills if they're high on the list of requirements for the job. When you actually sit down to write your personal profile, start by writing some bullet points about yourself. You could even ask your friends for their opinion about you before you turn it into a neat paragraph. And it can be helpful to structure your profile using the following three sentences. So, first sentence, explain who you are, summarize your experience. In the second sentence, describe your skills and the value you offer an employer. And in the third sentence, get across what you're looking for from your next role and what you hope to achieve. Make sure that it's not too long. If your profile is more than 4 lines long, try writing it again. Make it clear and more concise, because a wordy profile might put an employer off. It can make you look unfocused. Keep it short and to the point. Don't waffle or list too many skills. Good luck.